Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Those kids on Maury, they would always steal something from the airport on the way home. If you ever read the paragraph at the end, every time they would steal something from Hudson News on the way home. That's why they probably got into it with the airport. Like, Maury was like, you know what, it's costing us too much legal fees. You know what I'm saying? We can't even get these people home.
That's true.
They never been to an airport before. Immediately, they stealing something.
Hudson News is such an obscure store to steal from. It's literally just magazines, newspapers, periodicals, and soda.
I'm not paying for these magnets. I just got yelled at by a boot camp dude on TV, man. I'm taking every Laura magnet home. That's not even my name. I'm taking the Laura. If you Laura, you're not getting no magnet.
Just to be petty, just for a person. Laura comes in like, hey, where's my man?
I have a very popular name. I don't understand.
I don't understand why they don't have any Lauras. And you just sitting there smiling with a pocket full of Laura magnets? Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and this is another episode of Wording is Harder. I have with me, ladies and gentlemen, by way of the palace, Buckingham, okay? Had to fly him out here. It was not expensive to get him because he's not filming right now, so he wasn't just in the States. Very difficult to get a hold of this young man. He has multiple assistants, and I have to go through six of them just to get a text to him. I'm very excited that he's here. He's a phenomenal writer. You might have seen him on some of his work on Sherman Showcase. He's done shows all over the world. Just all over the goddamn world. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Rob Hayes. He's here. Ba 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 ba. What's up, sir?
What's going on?
I always forget how tall you are.
That I have a short person vibe.
Yeah, or like, at least my height, because I don't want to call myself short.
People always, they'll be like, man, you growing. And it's like, no, I'm not. Haven't really grown since like maybe 07, you know? Like, man, you getting taller. Like, no, you just assume. I don't know. My body's like caving in. Like I don't have.
You gotta get that posture correct. I use that when I'm sitting at the desk. I'm always on my computer, so I have to get that and I put it under my shirts, and it just makes you do like this while you type and stuff.
I had a back brace, but then I lost it.
Okay,
I don't know where it went.
That's funny. You lost that, but you kept up with a Cubs rain poncho for Roy Wood Jr. You've had that for years.
Years. Just I'd have my book bag. Wouldn't run into him. Didn't have my book bag.
Gotcha. How long have you had that? What would you say?
I bought it in 2016 when they won the World Series. I was in Chicago. He had a Mets. He had to put on a Mets poncho because it was raining at a Mets game. I was like, oh, this would be a cool thing to bring back and give to Roy. I used to see him all the time.
Yeah.
And then just never worked out.
If you missed that story, if you didn't see Zooming with the Homies, Roy Wood was on there. And Rob is on there, and he showed it in the camera, so that's where that came from. How tall are you? Because when you came in, I was like, damn, Rob's like 6 months.
Yeah, but you've seen me before.
I know, but I forget. You know, because you know, we haven't been in person in a while, Every time we see each other, for the most part, it's on Zooming. So it's like 2 hours of hanging out with it, but you forget that you haven't seen a person in person in a while. So from here to here, it's like, oh, this is my height, but you're not.
Yeah, I'm 6'1".
Yep, you are taller than me, sir. You are definitely. You could have been 5'11" and still been taller than me. So, but 6'1" is just like, it's just, you know, just adding a little insult to injury.
That sucks because I'm the height everybody lies and says they are. Like if you in the 5'11", right there. Oh yeah, I'm 6'1", but like I'm really 6'1".
So people think you lie automatically.
People are like, oh, are you really 6'1"? You 6'1"? 6'1"? Like yeah, I'm 6'1".
The format has changed a little bit. We still do one word in the beginning, but then after that, it switches up dramatically. I honestly don't know what's going to happen because they don't tell me anything. They never really have. But we just going to go ahead and get it cracking. This is Maya. Maya is going to You know, be the teacher. She keeps us on track, lets us know if we're correct or incorrect. And she's also going to give us the bonus round word, phrase, tongue twister. I don't even know what it is nowadays. We're just going to see. Let's get it cracking. First round.
Round one.
Here we go. First round. All right. Pronounce the word C-H-I-C-A-L. You ever get stuck on the first part of a word? Mm-hmm. I know this word. It's just this part right here. It's just throwing me off a little bit. But I know it's hierarchical. Hierarchical. I feel like it's hierarchical, but that I right there. As soon as I say that, you're like, oh, you didn't pronounce the I. But it's not archical. But how do I say it correctly without leaving out that? Hierarchical. Hierarchical?
No.
Tried to pronounce the I, and that's what the fuck happened. That's what I get. Should have said, fuck that I. How do you pronounce it, Maya?
Hierarchical.
That's stupid. That's why I didn't say that, because that sounds stupid.
Hierarchical.
Hierarchical. That sounds stupid. That don't even sound like a real word. What I sound like said sounded more like a real word than what she said, which is actually the real word.
That's a word if you phone it in. Then, like, people would know what you mean.
Yes.
You know? He talking about the hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? Hierarchy. You get that first part, then the rest, you just kind of trail off. They're like, yeah, this is.
Yeah.
Guy,
yeah. You kind of. You say it fast, so you hope they don't. Mm-hmm. That's one of those ones. One more time. Hierarchical.
Hierarchical.
Hierarchical. What does hierarchical mean? It is a very hierarchical company. And there's little place for individual initiative. Hierarchical means you just do what the higher ups say. Like, you just fall in line. You don't really get to make decisions on your own. You do what it's all ran by the hierarchy. Like, whatever they tell you to do, you do. It's.
What is a hierarchy?
It's the opposite of a democracy.
Okay, I don't think you can define words by using their opposite.
Okay, hierarchy is the higher ups make all the choices for the people. They don't get a chance to vote. They just do what they're told.
Okay, I'll take it. It refers to a ranking and order, especially social ranking.
Same words. I mean, same thing, just different words.
My fault. I forgot this was a competition. Like, I think I helped you a little bit, but I didn't even know there was stuff on the other side.
No, so, I knew what hierarchy meant.
I know you did. No, I'm not saying you
know. Nah, fuck that, Rob. You make it seem like I don't know words and shit, man. I know some words.
You know, the democracy part really had me wondering if I did help, you know what I'm saying? Because you kind of looked at me like, democracy? I'm looking at you like, I don't, I'm not voting on that one. I don't know. I don't know if that's it.
Let's see what your word is, right?
The pressure's on now. All right. Let's just say my name. Cool. Okay. Pronounce the word herpetologist.
Okay. Shit. That G that just made me.
Okay.
Anxious.
Herpetologist?
Correct.
Ooh. That's a doctor that specializes in herpes.
The ology has me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in the study.
You go in there and be like, let me see what you got. Let me see the outbreak.
What does herpetologist mean? The species was first described by American herpetologist Chapman Grant in 1932. So you're not going to tell me what the species is.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You thought you were going to get that much out of it?
Yeah, I did.
Nah, man, context clues. Yeah. This is going to give you a little context clues. That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, herp.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's got, it's got herb in it, but it also doesn't because of the pea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be two different words.
But I doubt that you would just specialize in herpes, especially in 1932.
Herpes, you know, was big in the 40s.
I imagine in 32, you letting herpes ride.
In the late 30s and early 40s, herpes was everywhere.
You worried about polio.
No. They was walking fine in.
You worried about syphilis. You worried about, you know what I'm saying? You worried about, like, the hard hitters. Herpes, you know, like, they just,
they
like,
come and go.
I got the itchies. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not even, that.
I got the itchies?
Yeah, you know, the itchies came back. You know what I'm saying?
I got the itchies?
Yeah. So, I'm gonna think. Well, no, cause I know. Wait.
Yeah, hold on. Don't disrespect anybody that got herpes. Or anything
no
like
disrespect
that. But
at all.
If you heard a grown man saying like, "Man, like what's wrong? I got the itchies."
Man, it was the 30s. You know, you gotta do the Charleston and be like, "I got the." All right.
Everybody tell me they got the itchies while they doing the Charleston. I would think they're a serial killer. You dancing while you're doing this?
It was the 30s. It's a different time, man. Okay. Species, though. Species makes me think of an animal.
Could.
Maybe.
Could be a species of rock.
They. Oh, no. Don't tell me that. Wait a minute. Okay, all right.
Sediment.
I didn't even know rocks had, I forgot
what?
Rocks had
yeah.
species. All right. Because I was thinking they were going to study animals that eat plants. But now, yeah, I don't got enough rock knowledge right now. So I'm going to go with that one. They study the animals that eat the herbivores and whatnot.
No. They study reptiles and amphibians, which may eat plants, but don't necessarily.
And rocks.
Rocks is in there, too.
That's what they be on.
Yeah. Because reptiles be on rocks.
Reptiles and amphibians?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So scales, no scales. They don't care about that.
Next round.
Round 2.
Hey, what's up, guys? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew, and it's been a hell of a year, if I do say so myself. Personally, I feel like I've aged 12 years over the last 12 months. And if you're anything like me, you are feeling your age more than ever, especially in the bedroom. And it's time to snap out of it, all right? Spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so there's no doctor visits, there's no awkward conversations, there's no waiting in the doctor's office, there's no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. What could be better than that? How about if it ships in a discreet package? Absolutely it does. All right, guys, the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew offers tablets. That's right, chewable tablets. It couldn't be any easier, except Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, so they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. I guess it could be easier. Listen, guys, I ain't just talking to talk. I've been doing this Blue Chew ad for a while, okay? I know y'all seen this for a while. And listen, this is the real deal, okay? Look at that. It's something missing. You know why? Because I really use it. I really like to take it to the next level. And if you're ready to do the same thing, then all you have to do is go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code WORDING, WORDING. Again, go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code WORDING. And guess what? You're going to get your first month for free. That's right. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. What could be easier than that? Absolutely nothing. So take the time right now. Go to BlueChew.com. Put in the promo code WORDING, WORDING, and get your first month for free.
Round 2.
What is the correct use of the phrase? A, sorry, but you'll have to make do with what you have. And do is D-U-E. Or B, sorry, but you'll have to make do with what you have. And the do on that one is D-O. And I'm going to go with A, D-U-E.
No.
Yep, I knew that when I said it. That due is like when something is due. It's a deadline or it has to be turned in, and it should have been D-O, like actually do something. You have to make it do what it do with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of that credit card, it's going to ask you what's the difference between the two. And I just told them different. So I got half point for that because I knew it. I knew it. And I got too excited and said the wrong thing. Shit. Stared.
You seem like you're going through it over there.
Ah, I'm mad at myself because the ones that I know and I get wrong, I be like, come on, dude, this is a competition.
Yeah. Okay, so I would just read mine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then when you finish that one, you'll place it back on top of it so you won't see the next card, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, all
everyone
right.
was just sitting out exposed. Yeah, but I get it. I knew you weren't trying to cheat or nothing like that.
No, you know what? At a glance, they don't look that different. So I don't even know. I feel like somebody just hit the space bar twice. I feel like it's very minor. Okay. What is the correct use of the phrase? A, I called 911 because a buck naked man was on my lawn screaming. Or B, I called 911 because a butt butt naked man was on my lawn screaming. This is an emergency. It's a good time to call 911. You know what I'm saying? Either screaming or not. You know, if he out there, you could definitely call 911.
Because he's naked. He's completely naked.
He's naked.
So it's a valid call, is what you're saying.
I would say this is a trick question because I feel like the Yin Yang Twins definitely said
out on the floor, girl, buck it naked.
Yeah,
but they said buck it.
And this is the root word buck right here. Butt naked. I don't know. I feel like this is a colloquial phrase. Like I don't even know if there's a right between buck naked and butt naked.
I know that word colloquial. But I will, unless I hear somebody say it first, I will always mess it up the first time I say it, unless somebody else says it.
I got you.
I know it. I know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
But I have to hear somebody else pronounce it right, and then my tongue was like, oh, that's how it goes. Colloquial.
Okay.
But if I try to do it on my own, colloquial. College. It's an old college.
I don't know.
Imagine if I turned into the Hawk every time I said a word wrong. It's like, oh, you mean colloquial smash?
Because of the context of this game,
yeah,
I know that buck can mean something else, but butt can only mean one thing.
That is.
So I'm gonna go with B is the correct.
Mm. No,
that'd be incorrect. It is buck naked.
Are you serious?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I saw it written one time, which is the only reason I know. Only reason I knew, but yes.
But all deers are naked. Like, why is buck naked a thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, no animals have on clothes. Oh, you buck naked. All right, you dog naked. Like, what you saying? Explain why the answer is correct. All right. Okay. Clearly, a buck came in, somebody's getting out the shower, you know, and so they started saying buck naked. So
gotcha.
It's just, you know, it's just one of those things that happen over time. Remember that day that buck bust in when you was in the shower? I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I was out there buck naked.
Yep. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Figured that out. Mystery solved. What's next?
Rob, that is wrong. A buck refers to a young man. Naked as a young man.
You were getting out the shower.
Mm-hmm.
and then a buck came in to the bathroom.
And they'll never let you forget it.
He used his hooves and was like, oh shit, my bad. I didn't even know you was in that shower like that. I didn't hear the water from I was outside eating some grass and shit, you know.
Come on.
And then
they got the antlers, bathroom. So they just antler in first.
Gotcha.
It's like, boy, gotcha. Man, I'm buck naked.
Round three.
One of these words is not like the other. Find the odd man out. A, step. B, step with two P's and an E. C, prep. And D, schlep. S-C-H-L-E-P. I'm going to go with B, with the step with two P's and an E.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what is the difference? What's different about this word? I'm just going to say the obvious. It's got two P's and an E. Shit. I mean, is that not one? That might not be the one that you referred to, but that's the difference. All the other ones end with the EP, okay? And this one ends with the PE. They flipped it. Get the goddamn flip-flop on me. That's what, what's his name? That passed Pops.
John
Witherspoon said on Vampire in Brooklyn. Motherfucker came in, did a goddamn flip-flop on me. The flippity-flop. What you talking about? Motherfucker was in the coffin. They came up. Then they got that flip flop moment.
That's not what.
But it's not wrong though.
I mean, it's not technically wrong.
But the answer is.
But that's not the answer.
Come on now,
hold on.
You
didn't give enough
shit.
Of an explanation.
What you say?
Just because something ends in EP.
If I'm just looking at this visually, all the other words end in P, this one ends in PE.
What else is different about that word to hear?
Okay, all right, shit. All the rest of them rhyme too.
Mm-hmm, they all rhyme.
Shit. All the rest of them. Step, prep, schlep. Start with an S. Oh no! I'm sorry. I'm thinking about prep. I'm looking at the other one. All the rest of them step. I don't know. What's the other damn thing, Mike?
They're all verbs, and step is the plains region in Eurasia where Siberia is.
What is schlep?
Schlep, to schlep, to pull something along.
What?
Schlep.
Did y'all know that? Did y'all know schlep means to pull something along? Did you know that?
Man, yeah.
You just gonna lie about
that. I had a rolling book bag. I used to slap that thing right down middle school, man.
I don't think it means that, though. I think it's like to pull something like heavy, right?
To struggle with something.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
you struggled with that?
I had a lot of books. It was a struggle.
You just open your mouth and let the words, the lies just tumble out.
What you mean?
The lies just tumble on out your mouth,
man.
Nah,
man.
I didn't even try to defend it.
You slept so hard.
So what? Do I get half a credit for that? Because I got the full credit I got it correct with the finding the right one, right?
You got half credit because you did get B correct. But you weren't able to tell me really what was similar with the others.
That is a difference, though. If y'all see it on... Rob, it's your turn. I ain't going to pout over this stupid shit.
Okay. One of these words is not like the other. Find the odd man out. Now, I wouldn't assume these words were male, but you know, that's another conversation. A, flirt. B, thwart. C, quart. D, snort. I'm going to say C, quart.
Correct.
Ooh. Come on.
Lucky guess.
Okay. Flirt, thwart, and snort. I think, I don't know. Because I feel like quart is a unit of measurement. Everything else is not.
That's correct. What is similar about the other three?
Oh, I got to do that too?
I'd like to,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's see. You could flirt with somebody you can snort. Thwart, I don't use, and I don't really, you know, I don't want to speak on something that I don't really know
about.
Really?
I thought you thwart all the time.
Nah.
You don't thwart when you slip?
THW, I don't even have anything that starts like that, for real. It's not an acronym. Like, I don't, yeah. THW, this is my first THW word right here. So I'm gonna say they are verbs.
Correct.
Oh, so y'all ran it back.
Come on.
Y'all, they never run it back.
And you hit me with the they don't run it back. So I had to really,
Rob,
truly.
They don't ever run it back like that. They never do that.
I had to truly be correct.
Yeah. You had to believe in yourself.
Because, you know, the host of the show told me.
Now you piling
that
it
they
on. You're
don't. Right, but the creator
I may be a face of at this
of
point.
Of the show. All right. The face of this show told me to my face that they don't run it back.
You weren't really looking like dead on, so it was kind of like the side of your face. It was kind of like the side of, then you looked at me, but I was done speaking, so it wasn't like to your face.
The glare from the tape on the card, I saw your reflection.
Okay.
And it was looking at me and it was saying, we don't run it back.
Okay. All right.
To thwart means to interfere, like your haters may thwart your dreams.
Okay.
I'll use that in a rap.
That's not even on the paper. You just know that.
Maya does know.
Yeah, that's dope.
Shit. All right, I'm just gonna go on with this next one because somebody over here cheating like a motherfucker.
Round four.
Listen, I'm someone that loves that personal time. I have to take me time because I'm somewhat of a recluse when I'm at home. But even I need someone to talk to, okay? And that's why I signed up with BetterHelp, because I felt like something was interfering with my happiness. I felt like, I don't know, I just couldn't have certain conversations with friends, you know? You need an unbiased opinion sometimes of somebody that's going to tell you when you're actually messing up or what's causing you to mess up or what's preventing you from getting to those goals or to that happiness. And that's what BetterHelp will help you do, okay? You can start communicating in under 48 hours, all right? And that is huge. But let me be clear about this. This is not a crisis line, all right? This is not a self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can log in to your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. Now, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Guys, I cannot stress how important it is to make sure that you are taking care of your mental health. I was one of those people that was very closeted with my feelings and with my emotions and with my thoughts and with my fears, even with my wife. I just didn't share a lot because I thought that it meant that I was weak. And it was through talking with a counselor that I was able to see that expressing yourself is one of the strongest things that you can do, okay? BetterHelp wants you to read their testimonials. They want you to hear the things that I have to say and other clients and patients have to say, okay? So I encourage you to go to betterhelp.com/wording. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So right now, for all of my listeners right now, I'm going to hook you up with 10% off your first month. That's right. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/wording. All right. Listen, guys, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and wording is hard. Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/wording.
Round four.
What is the origin of the word pepper? Is it Greek? I'm sorry, A, French, B, Greek, C, Arabic, D, Sanskrit. Pepper comes from the Greek word, origin.
The what word?
Hmm?
The what language did you say?
I said Peppercorn spun the Arabic order.
Hmm? You can just say the letter.
I should know that wasn't gonna work. Greek.
No.
French.
No, you already answered.
Arabic. Which one is it?
Sanskrit.
What? I would have got that one right, because I that was not going to be one of my top three. Shit.
Where is Sanskrit?
India, the subcontinent.
Okay.
That makes sense. They like a lot of pepper.
Spice,
curries.
You know, yeah.
That's what they was looking for in America. They, when they got to America, they thought they was in India. Mm-hmm. They thought they was in India. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we can't even get these spices. Mm-hmm. Where that goddamn pepper at? They was like, we don't pepper over here, cuz. Maya will tell you the root word. What does the word mean in the original language?
The root word is pippily.
That means it's peppery.
That's true. It means long pepper.
I knew that.
Okay.
Some of my childhood bedtime stories were in Sanskrit, so I kind of knew that from that.
Okay. Okay. Like which one?
Don't ask.
I'm just like,
take it at face value, Rob. Why you always have to be so inquisitive?
I like storytelling. I want to hear a good story.
I after the episode, I got you, my dude.
I have trouble sleeping sometimes. I need, you know, maybe Sanskrit will do
get
it.
Get the Bose sleepwear. It'll okay. Yeah, that's okay. What I do.
I use those.
Okay. What is the origin of the word massage? A, German. B, Old English. C, Portuguese, as Tina Marie would say. D, Italian.
See, told you I'll run it back. You ain't got none of the same things I had, bruh.
Okay, massage, I know what that is. That's where they, you know, give you a back rub, whatnot.
Feet.
Right?
Head, hand, you know what I'm saying?
So where would they get that kicked off? I could see Italian. I could see that.
And massage.
Old English. That sounds a little too drunk to be giving you a massage. German. I could see them being tense. I could see them, you know. They probably needed the massage the most historically, you know. I'm gonna go with Italian. I feel like
thought they need a massage.
The way the word looks, mm-hmm. Massage. Like I could see it.
Okay.
You know.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer and final Italian accent.
Wait, when did you do the accent?
Massage. Like okay. All right, what's my final?
No, it's your final. And it was incorrect.
Which one is it?
It's C, Portuguese.
Portuguese, Rob. Come on, man. Come on.
Dang, that makes sense.
Yeah. Why it makes sense?
After she said it, well, you know, there's a G in Portuguese. As you know, it's... Maya would tell you the root word. What does that word mean in the original language?
The root word is amasar.
Amasar. Okay. So, we know what massage means, and it comes from amasar.
You know, Rick Ross did a song about this. Amasar. I'm a song.
I was about to be like, wait, it's a diced pineapple, but I'm glad you sang. I'm glad you sang this. You know, Portuguese, they take the pineapple, they dice it, and then they're like, man, I just need a massage right now. I'll be good. Okay. All right. So the root word, I'm going to say to rub.
No.
Can I guess real quick?
Sure.
Is it a healer of hands or healer with the hands?
No.
Okay, cool.
These are good guesses.
Yeah, that's
what it means to knead, like to knead dough.
Sounds like something they do in Italy.
I'm like a sore loser. it sound like me right now.
Round 5.
Spell the word that Maya gives you. Maya.
Your word to hear.
T-A-H-O.
Is conscientious.
Come on, Maya. What the fuck now? I just said that conscious, and that's one of the words I can never know. Conscious, nauseous, convenient. I will fuck up every. Just kill me. You ain't finna have me go out looking crazy as fuck and then still kill me. Just kill me. Out the gate. Conscious?
Conscientious.
Oh, shit. Maya, you know me.
Are you gonna pass?
C-O-N-C-S. No.
Do you want to start again?
C-O-N-C. O-U-L-M-N-O-P-I-S-S.
No to hear.
I know.
The correct spelling.
I know how to spell if my phone in front of me.
Is C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. You got 3 letters.
You ain't got to do that. You ain't even have to do that. That was unnecessary.
I was already down.
You kept hitting me in the back of my head, and I was already down. You saw the ref waving his hands. I gave up, and you still came over and hit me 3 more times.
You can still get some credit. What does it mean?
To be aware of something? Conscientious?
No.
What?
That's conscious.
No, that's awake. Conscientious? Wait, what?
Conscientious.
You made me forget what I was saying. Conscientious.
Be careful.
Isn't that to be aware of something? Be conscientious about something. You're aware of something. You're aware of your surroundings. You're lethargic. You sure it's not to be aware of something? Like,
no, that is incorrect. The answer is to do one's work dutifully and carefully. Conscientious.
All right.
Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm a terrible speller. Like, I would have been happy with the 3 letters. Because you can Google with 3 letters. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't. Google will hit you with the purple word. Like, did you mean?
That's me all day. Did I mean?
Yeah.
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Your word is daiquiri.
Daiquiri.
They are delicious, but it is deceptive.
Okay.
When it comes to spelling.
D-A-C-Q-U-R-I. Daiquiri.
That's a good guess, but it's incorrect.
Man. It was close.
You got a Q.
Got a Q.
Okay.
The correct spelling is D-A-I-Q-U-I-R-I.
I is all through that bitch. I came through like, niggas, daiquiris in this bitch was popping.
Okay. I knew the Q and U's, they hang out.
Yeah.
So I knew once I put a Q, my mind was like, say you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Did you even say I once? Did you say any I's?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no.
All
right. It's a different, no eye daiquiri.
Don't even
look at it. Just
it's
drink
whiskey.
It. Yeah.
It's whiskey.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now for the extra point, what does it mean?
Daiquiri is a drink. I think it's fruity. It's got alcohol in it.
Correct.
It doesn't have to be blended?
There's supposed to be ice in it. I don't know if it necessarily has to be blended.
God, just be giving away points in this bitch.
What
bro.
You
I
mean?
God, man.
When I said fruity, so the ice and
I thought what had to be. I mean, because you can get a regular daiquiri. A regular daiquiri don't have to have the fruit in it. You feel me? It could just, the thing, it That's had to be I blended. Said. It had to be blended. I thought to be a daiquiri.
That's why I said it could be fruity. That doesn't mean it's got to be fruity, but it could be fruity. But once I said could be fruity, in your head, you saw the cup, you saw the ice, you saw the color.
I feel like y'all just giving away points right now because y'all like Rob. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool, Maya. Let's get this bonus round going.
Extra credit.
I ain't no sore loser. Shit. I'm just saying. Call it like it is.
First of all, I got a cue. That's more points right there. If you get a cue, you ever played Scrabble?
And Words with Friends. You the cue is worth 10 and Words with Friends.
Come on. So yeah. I got a cue out the word.
It was still wrong, though. I'll let you pull whichever one you want first. And I'll take whatever's left.
All right.
Now, what's this one right here, Maya?
You have to read the sentence correctly in under 10 seconds. You get a point for reading it correctly and a point for reading it under 10 seconds.
Okay. Did you want to go first? Or you want to?
I'll let you go first.
Of course you will. Make sure it's on the right side. Flip it. Ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And go. I call to wish you an unhappy birthday because you're evil and you lie. And if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Morrissey.
Correct.
Let's go, baby. Ooh. Let's go, baby. Game time. Ball game.
Okay.
Clink, clink. Queen Latifah said that on Living Single.
All right. All right. Shout out to Khadijah.
Clink, clink. Khadijah, James.
Let me know, Rob.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know. All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh, beautiful for smoky skies, insecticided grain, for strip mine mountains, majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. George Carlin.
Well, it wasn't in 10 seconds.
It wasn't in 10 seconds. And smoggy skies. You said smoky skies.
Rob, do you need glasses? I feel like every card you've done this kind of close to.
The font? Y'all got this on 10.5 font. No, that's... Y'all got this on very, very... You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to do that.
Look at the lines on the card and then the words. You know what I mean? But index cards designed...
You've been doing that the whole show, though. The little stare down, look, get close to us. I just was wondering.
No, like, I need to zoom in. That's all.
Okay. Did you try to...
Yeah, I need it. Hold up.
There you go. Yeah. You should have did that first.
Shout out to George Carlin, though. You know, I got a comedian with mine. Mine was way longer than yours, too.
Sometimes it be like that.
You got a music artist. Uh-huh. You got song lyrics. Gotcha. I got a whole poem. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but if you would have said it correctly, you would have got half credit, though.
Mm-hmm.
She told you to get
it. Smoggy.
Yeah, you said smoky.
Oh, no, I was trying to submit Smoggy a little later.
Unfortunately.
I know how to read Smoggy. I can do it.
Yeah, we believe you.
I was trying to rush. I tried to, like, beautiful, and then I was like, let me rush on this, because I got that SMO Smoky.
You know what? If it was up to me, I would give you a point for being the first and only person that actually read with their finger. No one else in the history of the show has ever, from beginning to end, done that before. So if it was up to me, I would give you a point for that alone. Cause you're an innovator. You got damn.
I really thought I was gonna get it. Like the clock says 17, which is like I look back, I saw 7. I was like, well, yeah, no point in even, you know. Wait, did you hit the button in time? You know, we did that whole should it be 3, 2, 1? Like it was gonna come close, you know. 17.
Yep. Maya? She tallied up the score by now?
I've tallied it up.
Okay.
You were tied until the extra credit, which Tahir got.
Ball game! Clink, clink! You see what I'm out here doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I don't even like beating my friends, so I want them to have fun on the show, but, you know, I still got to beat me. You know what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Rob, I had a great time with you, sir. Hope you enjoyed yourself while you was here.
Great time. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. You're very funny, man. Very funny. I'm sure people enjoyed this episode. You have anything you want to tell them that you look out for?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Wording Is Harder. See you next week. We close out like that on everybody.
Okay, cool.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.